أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه؟ بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the day of Qiyamah, which was a very, very great, which is a very great event, and the subject matter is also about the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah Ta'ala took qasam about the nafs. With regard to the nafs, ulama have written that at the beginning stages, nafs is the ammara bisu, which commands a person to do a lot of evil. And if a person trains his nafs and controls his nafs, then it becomes nafs al-lawwama, a nafs that becomes, that rebukes itself, that what have you done, why did you do this, and it becomes remorseful and sorrowful of what it has done. And if he trains it further and controls it, then now this nafs becomes nafs mutmainna. Now it becomes a nafs that is at ease and comfort. Ulama have written, and the perfection of this will be shown on the day of Qiyamah, when a person has controlled the nafs, and of all the evil that it has committed, it stays away from that also, and is remorseful of that as well. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّنْ نَجْمَعَ عِظَامًا. کیا خیال رکھتا ہے ان آدمی کہ جمع نہ کریں گے ہم اس کو اس کی ہدیہ. What does man think, that we will not collect his bones again? This was one of the basic concepts and beliefs and aqaid which the kuffar of Makkah just could not comprehend and accept, that how can we come back to life after we have died and we turn to dust and eventually nothing is left of us? How will Allah Ta'ala bring us back to life again? So this objection they had raised many, many times. So Allah Ta'ala says, what does insan think, that we will not be able to gather him, his bones again? This is nothing difficult for us. And when Allah created us the first time, then what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala to create us the second, to make us again the second time? So in answer to that, Allah Ta'ala says, bala, kyuni, definitely we will bring man back to life again. And we will bring his original form again. And as he was, we will make him again one time more. قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. ہم ٹھیک کر سکتے ہیں اس کی پوریاں. And we have got such قدرت that the very fingertips of a person, that also we will make again perfect. Not only the whole body, but even the fingertips. There is a saying in Urdu that I've got pain in my fingertips also, which means my whole body is paining so much that even my fingertips. So the whole body and right up to the fingertips, and the fingertips which are very, very small, and to make a small little intricate thing is difficult. To may work on a big thing is much more easier. When Allah can make the small little things, the fingertips also, what will it be difficult for Allah Ta'ala to make the whole body? In Bukhari Sharif, there is a riwayat that a person who lived a very evil life, and when he was dying, he advised his children they must burn his body, make it charcoal, stamp it and make it very fine, fine, fine. And on a windy day, they must scatter it everywhere. So that happened, they did that. Then Allah Ta'ala just said, kun, and he was made immediately. Allah asked, why did you order all this to be done, that you must be burnt and that? He said, in your fear. Allah said, go, I forgive you. And as of with regard to the previous surah also, Allah Ta'ala says, and the tafsir which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made, a person who believes in Allah and does not associate any partner to Allah Ta'ala, and he fears Allah, the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, then he will find Allah is Ahlul Taqwa, and he will find Allah to be Ahlul Maghfirah, that Allah Ta'ala will forgive him also. And Allah Ta'ala says this concept which they don't want to accept of man coming back to life also. was a more secret than that. Behind that, what is the main reason for that also? بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَ بَلْكَ چاہتا ہے آدمی کے ڈھٹائی کرے اس کے سامنے. But the thing is that insan is determined that I want to just carry on and satisfying my nafs, living a life of my sin and evil, just fulfilling the desires of my nafs. He doesn't want to stop, so therefore he doesn't want to think of death. He doesn't want to think of akhirat. He doesn't want to think that there will be a day of resurrection when I will have to account for my deeds. So he just denies it, that there isn't such a thing. And he denies it completely because he wants to carry on with his evil way of life all the time. He just wants to commit his evil, and he's committed to his nafs to do this evil. So Allah, and because of this, he goes further and becomes audacious. Yas'alu ayyana yawmul qiyamah. Poochta hai kab hoga din qiyamat ka. Now in a mocking way and in a sarcastic way, he asks, when will the day of qiyamah come? And he doesn't believe in it, but now he's asking, which date will it come? What is the time that the day of qiyamah will come? All this is because insan just wants to carry on satisfying his nafs all the time, and he shows it out in all these different colors all the time. So a person must work on his nafs and control it and bring it under control and be remorseful of what has happened, rebuke himself, and then be prepared for the day of akhirah. And in that way Allah Ta'ala then will save that person. Akhiru da'wan.